Welcome to Writers Nation Radio, brought to you live by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Writers Nation Radio serves to provide a network and platform of resource and exposure by collaborating with professionals and aspiring writers to bring your message to life. Now, here are your hosts, Shalandra Norman and Kaneen Morgan.
Good afternoon, good morning, Writers Nation listeners. I am your host, Kaneen Morgan. Here with me is co-host Shalandra Norman. Shalandra, hey girl, how you doing?
I am wonderful, Kaneen. How are you doing back from vacation?
I am. My body is back, but my mind is still on vacation. So, Shalandra, let me tell you, it was such great energy, great joy. It was just many great things going on vacation. And, I mean, I just want to tell everyone that they have to take vacation. Even if it's just a small getaway trip, definitely go on vacation. Get away for you, because it just brings vitality. It causes you to think clearer. It has so many great things why you should take vacation. And I just loved every minute of it, So one thing I want to say to Shalandra is that I had to go on with some friends and family. And for my family, I have a party in family. So every minute they wanted to party.
By the pictures. I'm like, oh my God, I wish I was there.
Yes. So I used to be more of a party person, but not so much now. Mm-hmm. But I like to relax. I like to think. I like to write. So really when I go on vacation, I really want to just take the time, sit at the beach, sit at by the pool, and just write. And my family kept saying, well, you're such a party pooper and this and that. But so I party at times, yes, but I relax as well. And let me tell you, Shalandra, just that little bit of time, so many ideas came to me, and I begin to see my life as a clear picture. It's like I'm looking through the window and I'm seeing right before my eyes what's taking place. So it was so amazing, and I'm already planning my next trip. It's gonna be a small trip, but I'm also planning another family getaway trip. But I am looking into planning a small trip, and I also promised myself to take a small getaway to write, just to spend time with myself at least once a month.
That's very important, very important. We see, writers, authors take trips all the time, especially, in the movies you see where they go into the woods or go to a beach house or beachfront, and they just, they go on by themselves so they can think and write and just let their creative energy flow. And so that's very important. I was actually thinking about that myself. But, of course, it can be a little difficult when you're married and everything. Your husband's like, I want to go. Or, you just can't get away as often as you would like, when you're free. Do as you like, so it's a good thing when you can get away because of that solitude and just really, really allow yourself to go into that space of creativity. So I definitely would suggest that to everyone that has that opportunity, do it.
Yes.
Highly necessary.
Yes.
Yes,
that is so important. And you know what, Shalandra, what you said, for some, well, I'm single, but, I was married before. And for me, my husband, whoever I'm married to, eventually get married to, where hopefully he will have the understanding that I can write. I'm a writer and I need that solitude time.
Absolutely.
Or just even setting up, an area in the home where I can just go and say, honey, listen, I just need this time. Could you just, take care of this, or could you just give me about 2 hours? I just need 2 hours to just relax and just to write. And hopefully, he understands it. If not, then it's another coincidence.
Then y'all go together and get separate beachfronts. No, I'm just joking. Hey, whatever works. Whatever works.
But you know what I would say? I text you this the other day, and I said, you know what? You know, my husband just have to understand, or I may have to do a few tricks for him to understand.
The tricks will work.
He only works for about a day or two.
You're giving me some ideas. Thanks a lot. I appreciate that. When is that next trip? I think I'll plan with you. Yeah, that's very true, though. But, you know, like we said, we see that all the time, and it's important to do that as often as you can. It's important to take vacations, you know, not just the, you know, for the writing, but just taking a vacation and getting away and letting your mind just be free from the hustle and bustle of everyday life. So, you know,
absolutely.
That's important to just vacation. But when you can vacation and you know, writing is something that you love or you have a passion for, oh, that makes it even better, you know, because you're not only away from everything, but you're away doing your passion. So who wouldn't want that? Who would not want
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, but, you know what, Yolanda? I know we have a guest coming up later in about 20 minutes, but we have so much to speak about. And I know one of the things, Yolanda, which we want to get to, is the awkward moment stories. And I want to encourage everyone who's listening to definitely get involved in this, because there are rewards that come with this by just telling a story. If you want to be anonymous or use a different name, that's quite okay, but you can go ahead and send your awkward moment story to writersnation3@gmail.com, or you can like us on Facebook at Writers Nation and also Twitter at writers_nation. And again, go ahead and send your awkward moment story for a chance to win a $50 American or Visa gift card, express, you know, a little cash card, whatever you'd like to use, if you want to do a cash, or if you want to... If you want to go shopping, whatever you need, all you have to do is just participate in telling your awkward moment story. So, again, we're going to definitely get into that in the next 10 minutes. But before we get into that, Sean, I saw a very powerful quote. No, sorry, not necessarily a quote, but it's a technique. And this is very interesting because I've learned this technique when I've gotten my certification in NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming. And that deals with how to use language to influence others. And this is so powerful, and it's so, especially for those who are into copywriting or marketing. The technique is pacing and leading. So you know how to use certain words to pace people in order to lead them. So this was so powerful because when you know your target audience, so just give an example, like one of my target audience is the spiritual world, connecting with those who are bishops, pastors, numerologists, whatever, because those are the things I love to write about. And so that would be one of my target audience. The next thing will be business, but one of my target audience is, you know, spirituality. So using words, whether it's blogging or on Facebook or within a book, using certain words and language. And, you know, and then you also have to realize, you know, when you connect to the spiritual world, such a large world. So I believe in God, but not, you know, everyone may not believe in God. Some people may just be involved in the universe. So you have to have a universal language that speaks to everyone as a whole in that, you know, in that, specific audience, and then you begin to use the language that is general, and you speak to them as if you're speaking to them directly. So you may say something like, have you ever wondered why the universe is not listening to you? You know, or just something like that. So as a way to capture them, and then once you, and then you start throwing things out there saying, well, is the world, is the universe really listening? Is the universe honoring your request? And this is something that we kind of spoke about last week. Is the universe honoring your request? You know, and all these different things. And then you use the language that you know, when the person reads, they say, wait a minute, that sounds like me. I've been asking the same questions. Like, why my prayers haven't been heard, or why the universe haven't been answering me, or why this or why that. And
right.
then you, it's like you're speaking to them without actually speaking to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was so powerful for people to learn. And this is going to be a technique, Shalana, I think you and I eventually need to definitely get into when we do our writer experience workshop.
Absolutely. Yes, I think that's very important. That's like, it's like a symbol, symbolization of, you know, the relationship between the brain, the language, and the body. So you're right. It's like saying
yes.
it but not saying it. It's
exactly.
amazing, but it's real. Like it's an actuality. Like it really happens, and it happens very often. And you know, you're right. A lot of times we don't understand it. We don't know. We question things, and we question. You
mm-hmm.
know, yeah, like you just mentioned about, you know, prayers, or it could be anything. And
mm-hmm.
we're trying to understand that. But you know, the people don't understand how powerful your words are, and that's
mm-hmm.
basically the premise of the, you know, of the neurolinguistic. That's the premise of it. I think it has, the technique is, it's all about the energy behind those words that you speak, because everything
Absolutely.
Lines up. When you say
Absolutely.
I'm going to do this, or I will become this, you know,
mm-hmm.
I am going to accomplish this, you know. So on this date, that date, and blah, 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 and you do everything to set your focus on that particular day and accomplishing whatever it is that you set out to do. Everything, your brain lines up with that because that's what you thought. Everything starts
yes.
out with a thought. You said it. That's your language. And then your body begins to move in that, you know, direction. So everything
Absolutely.
Is lining up. So I think that is very important. I think we definitely need to include that segment. Absolutely.
Yes.
Very important.
And you know what, even our guest that we have coming up shortly, where he speaks about dating.
Oh,
and
yes,
how
yes.
he, and it's so, I was looking at his Facebook page and some of the other things that he has and how to promote himself. And it's very fascinating how
mm-hmm.
it just speaks to you. And he uses different
yes.
languages, and well, not different language, but different words and different headlines to begin to capture the audience. So that will begin to draw many different people who are in the world of dating, who are
yes.
looking to date, who are looking to be serious and move on to, you know, dating to possible marriage. So
right.
it's so interesting how words really can grab the attention of others.
Mhm. Mhm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And speak. Mhm. Go ahead.
See, I'm still on vacation.
I know. Shake it off.
Lon, I think you're on vacation too. Okay.
But I
you
wanted
just never
to
going nowhere.
Right quick. Wait, okay, do you want me to speak first before you lose that thought?
No, you go ahead.
But I just wanted to mention, I wanted to give respect and honor to the late great legend, Muhammad Ali, that passed on last Friday. And, looking at all of the just people that are, you know, sending their condolences to the family and everything. And we certainly, as Writers Nation, send our condolences to the family. And, you know, our prayers be with, you know, with you all. But just the great quotes that legend would quote all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know his the most famous one, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
mm-hmm.
But he,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't even imagine like all of the quotes and all of the teachings that his daughters really, really shed some light on when he passed away, you know, and how they, you know, really express how great of a father he was, and how they, you know, one of them in particular gave an example of when they came over one evening or one day, and they had on some clothes that may have been a little revealing. You know, he has beautiful daughters, and he shared with them how, you know, everything that's great, like diamonds and pearls, it's deep within something, and it's covered up, and it takes work to figure out
mm-hmm.
what that is, you know, where is that pearl that's deep down in that shell down at the bottom of the ocean, and, you know, diamonds, how they have to drill and how diamond has to go through a process and all of that, but how it's deep and it's embedded and it's covered in the greatness of whatever it is that you're trying to get out of that object. And I'm like, oh my gosh, such a great analogy. And he was sharing that with his girls, like, just like you, you're far more greater than pearls and diamonds. You're a beautiful being that God created. So you're far better than that. So you stay covered as well and make somebody work and, you know, and earn you. And I'm like, oh my God. But, you know, those were words that came out. And now that he's passed away, you know, look at what he's instilled in his daughters, and they're sharing that, I'm sure, with their daughters, and then daughters all across the world, because she shared that with the world. And, you know, though it may not help everybody, but it certainly will help many, many mothers, you know, to share with their daughters, and then young ladies that are reading it, they would think twice about how they present themselves, you know, in public. So words are powerful. Words are life. You know, so when you put them out on paper, when you just speak, they come. It comes forth. So we have to be so. I was just listening to a teaching this morning, and it was dealing with the power of words. So it's amazing that, you know, we would talk about that now, and I was just watching that this morning, and that wasn't on the agenda. But you know, it's great that we share this information, because, you know, everyone should, you know, really, really need to just think about just how important their words are when they put it out there, Kaneen.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what? You know, I don't think some may not realize the power in words and what they offer to you and what they offer to others, and also what they offer to the universe, because whatever you put out there, it always comes back to you. So that's why we definitely have to be careful in what we say and how we say it.
Yes.
You know, and think about what message are we giving across by our words, and what energy is coming forth by our words.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's very powerful to, you know, for writers as well, to understand the message, to understand how writing is important to everyone, and how writing can really take you into a whole nother level. Now, you know, it's interesting. I wanted to say this. As a writer, one thing I realize is when you're writing and you're trying to come across, you're trying to connect to an audience, using certain things, like just give an example. Like I went on vacation. So, you know, saying something like, can you imagine your writing growing and being able to pay yourself what you are worth, being able to take vacation and have everything run smoothly? So it's like right away, you're like, wait, yes, I want that. As a writer, I want that. So,
and writers in particular, especially.
Exactly. And especially as writers, they want to know, how can they write most effectively? How can they get paid to write? So when you begin to use language that connects to audience, if you're looking to connect to a writing audience, especially those who are going to get paid to get, you know, to write, you begin by reaching out to them in that way, and using pacing and leading language, which is, you know, can you imagine right away? You pacing them because you're causing them to imagine. And then you say your writing is growing. So you're leading it now, like, okay, look, now you're going to imagine this, and now the growth is going to happen. So that's a leading word, a leading language. So this is all what we teach Shalonda as writing coaches.
Right. Absolutely.
And this is what we will be teaching and also bringing to you at the Write Experiences Workshop, which is going to be July 30th. So you want to go ahead and go to the Write Experience. .com. Again, the Write Experiences with an S at the end of experience.com. And you want to go ahead and register and be a part of it, because it's going to be amazing. And you're definitely going to learn how to connect with your audience. And once you know who you want, who your audience is, your target audience, who you want to reach, then you'll be able to know what language to use to draw them in. And also how to grow your business, how to grow your writing career, and just how to really grow your book.
Yes.
So, Shawarma, before we go into the awkward moments, is there anything else you have to say pertaining to that?
Oh, God, here we go. You know, I just want to mention this. I want to definitely give a plug into an event that is coming up here in Dallas, Texas, this month, and I'm pulling up the information because I just want to be certain about the date. I can usually get those dates a little mixed up. Forgive me for that. But it's called the City Men Cook. It used to be called Real Men Cook, and a lot of celebrity chefs come out, and it's hosted by a celebrity chef. He was the former chef of Dr. Phil. So definitely in the know, and a lot of exciting chefs from, you know, TV and from all over, not just in Dallas. They're holding the event in Dallas, but the chefs are from all over, well known as you know, local as well. And so they're all going to come out and showcase their fine delicacies, and I am one of the taste judges, and I am seriously working hard to drop some pounds so I can just taste test everything that's out there and then some. But it's called City Men Cook, and it is June 19th, and that is on Father's Day. Awesome, wonderful day. The reason behind is mainly for it's like representing the fatherless kids, and so that's why they decided to have it on Father's Day, to do something special for the kids that, you know, where the fathers are, you know, either deceased or, you know, just not available. And so it's a huge event that takes place in Dallas on June 19th. It starts at 3 p.m. on Father's Day. Bring your kids out. Fathers, you know it's your day, so come out and enjoy everyone. It's a family occasion. It's a family event, so everyone is invited. For more information, certainly send me an email. Send Writers Nation an email. I'll be happy to give you more information about it. We'll also post more information on the Writers Nation Facebook, so you can also look at that, or our Twitter page, the Writers Nation Facebook, and our Twitter page at Writers_Nation. For more information, or send us an email at writersnation3@gmail.com. Back to you, Ms. Kening. Let's get started on that infamous awkward moment of yours. And I do mean infamous. Kening, are you available? Okay, so it seems like we're having just a few technical difficulties. So what we're going to do is I'll share a little bit more about the...
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought we was having a little technical difficulty, so I think maybe you probably hit one of the buttons.
No, I think, you know what happened? I believe our producer was trying to mute you out so we could talk about it and instead muting me out.
Go ahead and share your awkward moment.
All right. Woo-hoo! Awkward moments time. So, again, anyone who wants to participate, come in the caller queue by calling 347-989-1363. Hit 1 to come into the caller queue to tell your awkward moment story. Also, you can go to Writers Nation Facebook page and like us there and enter into a chance to win the most awkward moment story by posting your story. And again, if you feel uncomfortable, you can also leave an anonymous name. And you can also email us at writersnation3@gmail.com. Okay, so for the whole month of June, we will be sharing awkward moment stories. So you definitely want to be a part and participate. And this is going to be fun. It's going to be amazing. And you get to win many, many prizes. So my awkward moment story. Let me continue. I'm just going to tell a little bit of what happened when I begin to tell a story.
I must tell one. If you tell this entire story, I will have to tell a story.
Absolutely, absolutely.
A true one.
So, and I know we have to go to break in 5 minutes, so I'm going to be short with the story. I'm going to leave out bits and pieces. However, the details is what's most important. So, we'll come back and we'll get back to that. But a little bit of what happened, I had to get together. And a lot of friends, a lot of family, some people brought their friends and things like that. So it was some strangers that I did not know. And I am so before I tell you that, my friend gave me, at the time I thought it was a wonderful idea, and she mentioned something that I should wear to enhance a certain part of my body. We're just going to say that.
Oh, so, I'm covered up for you. I have the pillow over my head for you. No. Or the brown paper bag, yes.
So as I am at the get-together, and I'm having such a good time, I am feeling the moment, I am feeling myself, I'm thinking I am so cute, and I just look so good, and I was dancing so good, I'm just dancing, having a great time, a great moment. And all of a sudden, my friend, you know, she's like, you know, she's kind of hinting, you know, come over to me. And I'm like, you know, just leave me alone. You know, let me have my moment. Let me dance. Let me have fun and things like that. So I'm dancing and she keep calling me. The next thing you know, I hear laughter. So I'm like, what is going on? So she pulled me to the side.
Pulled
me to the side and she said, uh-huh. Something in the back of you is showing. And I'm like, what are you talking about? So, is everyone ready for this?
Yes!
So, what was showing uh-huh. and what was coming out of my back area was butt pads.
To this day, so, I would be humiliated if I were you. I would just, oh my God.
So, Shalonda, it does not end there. So she said to me, she said, what is that in your behind you? So I had to be honest. I told her what it was, and she just laughed so hard. So it doesn't end there. So because I was so embarrassed and I tried to run into the room to change my clothes, I ended up stumbling. And as I stumbled, I fell into someone who was lighting up a cigarette and smoking a cigarette. So then my hair catches on fire.
So they had to put
a piece of my hair out. So not only was my butt pad showing, but now my hair was on fire. So that was it for me looking cute. That was it. I was done for the night. I didn't even want to dance any longer. So that was my awkward moment story.
Because I'm like, you really need to send that in. Send it in, I'm telling you. You will win. Send it in. America's most funny. Oh my God.
So, you know, it's funny. Shalonda, our producer is asking, can you top that story?
I don't. Some stories are not meant to be shared.
You know, in fact, I think Shalonda do have a story. I don't think she's going to tell it. I don't think
you know,
Shalonda
but I will give a hint to the story.
It.
You know, I'm not going to share the story because of just the different mechanics that's involved in, I don't know, elements that's involved in the story. But I will say this. Remember the guest, Kaneen, we had a couple of weeks ago that dealt with sexual confessions?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So my awkward moment has a lot to do with her book. But anyway, it has a lot to do, like, you know, it would have been great if I was one of her surveyors at the time, you know, could survey her questions or answer some of the questions that she sent out. You know, she did a survey on so many people about, you know, questions pertaining to, or, you know, their sexual confessions and just different things, you know, that's pertaining to that area. So I'll just say that it was extremely awkward moment. But, you know, we all have so many awkward moments. Kaneen, I know you have another one.
I do. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my God. I mean, I definitely have other ones. I would say that if I were to share that one, it would probably top them all. And, you know, you would probably, you know, you'd probably still be laughing. We'll probably have to just stop the show.
So, Shalonda, are you going to tell the story or what? We want to hear this.
No, I'm not going to tell that one, but I will share other stories. But I'll let you tell another one.
No. We have to take turns. So you tell. You don't have to tell the one you do not want to tell, but definitely tell us a story.
Well, I wish. Okay, this is a story. Oh, God, this is like really. These are like the most embarrassing moments. Talking about awkward. But it was at one time I was doing this weight loss diet thing, whatever, and I was losing a lot of weight. And this particular day I had to go to the bank. And it was, I will say this, it wasn't like a Chase or a Capital One, but it was like I was working for this years ago. I was working for this company that had a credit union. Mm-hmm. And so I was in the credit union. So the credit union, of course, if it's, you know, if it's a part of the company, it's not going to be as busy as if you were to walk into Capital One or Chase or Bank of America. And so I went in there, and I was standing in line, and it was like three others in line and then the tellers, and something fell on the floor that I had on. And I had on a skirt that day. And like I said, I was losing a lot of weight. And so I was standing in line, and so I felt something rubbing against my ankle. And I was like, what's that? And so I don't know why, but you know how sometimes you can be in the zone and you feel something, but you don't look down. You just kind of hit yourself or kind of like rub, you know, rub whatever area that is on your body. So I was like hitting my ankle with my other ankle or my leg, and I'm like, what is that? And so I looked down, and my slip was on the floor. It fell off me. I was losing that much weight. It just it was on the ground. Thank God it was black.
So no one mentioned it to you at all?
Yes, it was a young man that was behind me, and there was a lady, I think, behind him, but it was a young man, and he kind of sort of like looked off a little bit. He didn't really want to embarrass me. But it was a older lady who was one of the tellers, and she was like, hey, hon, pick up your slip, baby, pick up your slip. And I'm like, and so, of course, you know, I played it off. Oh, my God, I am just losing too much weight and blah, blah, blah. You know, I really try to make a joke out of it. But talk about embarrassing. It was one of the most awkward. I was like, and a part of me, I was looking down, I was laughing, but a part of me kind of wanted to just leave it there and somehow step away from it and say it wasn't mine.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, as I'm looking down and the lady, one of the tellers, hey, hon, pick, I'm like, don't do me like that. But, you know. It was one of those moments, that, and it happens, and you know how, you know, some of our elders can be so sweet and remind us and tell us things and everything. So that was very, 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 it was, of course, it's funny now that we think about it. I mean, look at your moment. I mean, hair and butt. I mean.
So, you know, that teaches you never to be fake. Just be yourself. Be who you are. Even if it's not what you want or expect.
Absolutely. And if you're losing weight, just go and buy new clothes.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Or, Shalonda, in my case, instead of wearing butt pads, just to do exercise is going to enhance that area.
Yep.
So, listen, I know we have to go to break. And when we come back, let's continue our awkward moment story. We'll be right back, Writers Nation listeners. Stay tuned.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help you take the next step in your relationship with Christ. Listen in to hear from others about their experiences of faith and the love of Christ. Call in to share your experiences at 347-989-1363. Learn more by going to toughtalkchristianradio.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Join Shalonda, Norman, and Kaneen Morgan every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network for Writers Nation Radio. Writers Nation's mission is to provide a trusted source of information, a dynamic network of writing experts, and writing entertainment for curious and thoughtful writers and authors. Learn more by going to WritersNationRadio.com. Writers Nation Radio, showcasing writers and helping them soar.
Welcome, welcome back, Writers Nation. While we're having some fun today, aren't we, Kaneen? Wasn't until we start talking about those crazy moments. But you know, it's fun to it's a good thing to talk about those moments, because even in that, those are like growth spurts. Like, you know, you grow from that. Then you couldn't even face yourself. You couldn't even bear the thought, and just total major embarrassment. And now it's like, yeah, that happened. That was nothing. But some things are just left better unsaid. But I wanted to share this, Kaneen, about our experience that we had last week with one of the renowned PR, public relations expert, Annie Jennings. Mm-hmm. Being on her show last week on the Jennings Wire. So Kaneen and I had the opportunity to be a part of Jennings Wire, which is a podcast that will, that's, you know, of course, nationally known. And so, of course, everyone will get to listen to that experience here in the next few days or a week or so. And so that was such a great, awesome opportunity, because it really, really, that interview allowed us to really allow us to think, and really got our minds to, you know, to think about what we're doing, our purpose and our cause, and our passion behind what we're doing as Writers Nation, and how we are very sincere and passionate about helping, you know, so many others in more ways than one. And, you know, we always say, you know, yes, we stand for writing, and, you know, we're all about helping writers and authors and helping them soar, and just being here as a writing coach and just really helping you get on that track of writing, and just, you know, helping you understand the technique and process of writing. If you just want to write and not necessarily publish, you know, that's good and fine as well, helping you get started with that, because sometimes the start is very, very difficult and we don't know how to begin or where to begin. But that interview was so inspiring and inspirational for us both. Wouldn't you say that, Kaneen?
Yeah, it definitely was. And I love the interview,
yes.
But more so just the ability to, I just, you know, for me, I just love writing, and I can share over and over why writing is so important and why writers are needed, because writers are the ones who really document history.
Yes, absolutely.
Without writers, we would not have history books. We would not have all these different things that we can read about to help us know our history. So I always love the fact when I'm able to speak to others and encourage them to write. And also when I'm on these different shows, or even when I'm coaching and writing, or even when I'm writing my own books or writing for others, it's just so amazing to me, because it's so much power in the area of writing. And you get to be a part of history. You get to write down history. You get to have others read what happened in the past, and also what's going to occur in the future. So
right.
You definitely want to listen to all that we're going to be offering, all that we have coming up. And even when we want to be a guest on another show, we will certainly give you more information about that so you can begin to share some of your information just by hearing what we have to share. So we encourage you again to like us again on Facebook. Email us, writersnation3@gmail.com. Let us know what it is that you want to hear from us. What is it that you want to know? What are some of your comments? What are your feedbacks? What are your questions? We definitely want to hear. So we want to make sure that we are giving you the most valuable information for you to become the most successful writer that you need to be. Especially for those who are looking to pursue writing as a career, you definitely want to be a part of Writers Nation and definitely speak to us. Now, Shalonda, before we, I guess that ends our awkward moment story. I definitely want to share more, but Shalonda is going off of the topic.
No, we can actually go back. We can go back to the awkward moments. We can.
No, that's okay. We can't give them too much, so that's okay. Email us your awkward moment story. Write it on Facebook. If you have a video, that is even better. You definitely have a chance to win major prizes. So you definitely want to go ahead and just enter a video, whatever it is, and just make sure the video is from you. Make sure it's authentic information and things like that. And again, share it on Facebook, Writers Nation. Or email us, writersnation3@gmail.com. Now, Shalonda, I know that it was, I just love the awkward moment story because I love to laugh. I love to hear, and I definitely know you love to laugh. But
absolutely,
I love these type of stories because I just think it opens up such a space for others to feel comfortable, for others to know, like, this is a relaxed atmosphere, it's a fun atmosphere.
And
that's why I love to share stories and moments like these, because it just really opens up such a space for everyone to be themselves. And that's what writing is a space for you to express yourself freely, to be yourself, to be someone else if you want to be someone else because you develop characters.
Mm-hmm.
That's what writing is. It allows you to be whatever it is, whoever it is that you want to become. So that's why I love writing. Shalonda, what do you have to say about that?
When you said that, I'm sorry, this is a part of the awkward moment, but I won't get into it because we said we was going to stop. But when you made that statement about writing allows you to be free, and to be yourself or to be somebody else, and I can remember when I don't have the time now because of, just how busy we are, but I can remember, years ago I would do a lot of the online, the games and stuff, play the games online, and I would never want to be myself. I would always want to be someone else so I could really just be out there, like whomever I wanted to be at that time. That's who I was. If it was quote-unquote a Sasha Fierce type, I could be that, or whomever, so I really enjoyed and had a lot of fun because, the other person didn't know until later after, you do eventually reveal yourself. This is not catfish. But I would have so much fun in doing that and being, somebody else and just having a little fun and fun and games and everything, because that's, basically what you were doing. You'll never see those people, in your lives unless, you're really looking for someone. Then you're going to be yourself because you want that person to like who you are and not who you dream of being, but who you are. And so that was just the awkward moment. I would definitely would be a lot of different characters. And I love acting. So it was, like, so easy. So easy for me. Kaneen.
Shalonda, first of all, I just want to let the audience know, because they were expecting a guest. We had a change of plans, so our guests would not be on today, but stay tuned for next week. We will have more guests coming up that will share their experience of their writing experience as well as their craft, what they've created, what they are still creating and who they're all about. So you definitely want to stay tuned every Tuesday and listen in at the writersnationradio.com if you want to be a guest. You have, you don't have to be a writer, but have an interest to write.
Yes.
you know, we want to hear from you as well. So definitely come on by scheduling your interview at writersnationradio.com, or you can send us an email, writersnation3@gmail.com. Now, we want to get into, we having such a powerful workshop that's going to come up, writeexperiences.com. You want to go there and check it out and view the information and find out, you know, just find out valuable information in terms of what we're going to be offering. It's going to be July 30th in New York City. And what we're going to be doing is expanding it outside of New York City. So we're going to be traveling, bringing the right experiences
yes.
to you. Now, for this year, we're looking to have two workshops. One is in New York City. The other one, maybe three, but the other one will be in Atlanta. We're thinking also of Washington, D.C., so
yes.
you definitely want to stay tuned, and we're going to have a website coming up very soon. It's going to be created and put out there in about, I would say, 3 weeks. Is that correct, Shalonda?
Yes. Uh-huh. That's right.
Okay. So you definitely
want to. I would say three
to
4 weeks.
Okay.
Probably.
So
yeah,
great.
Definitely.
So we're going to have a website, and it's going to be so important that you stay tuned, because we have a lot of great things that's coming to you. And also, we're now moving into the area of film writing. So
yes.
we're going to be taking on so many different projects, and we're looking for those who want to be a part of our team. So if you're interested in being a part of a mastermind team, again, we want to hear from you by going to our Facebook and just let us know you want to be a part, or just simply send us an email at writersnation3@gmail.com, and in the subject line, put mastermind, and just let us know that you are interested to be a part of mastermind. There are qualifications as well,
yes,
so we will
absolutely.
Let you know the qualifications. Once you send us an email, we will write you back, let you know the qualifications to be a part of the mastermind team. Now, also, if you're looking to develop your writing or just looking for accountability partner, then you definitely want to connect with Shalonda and I, because we are writing coaches, and not only that, we are ghostwriters. So we
yes.
know what others are looking for when it comes to writing. You know what others want when it comes to writing, and that's what makes us so much so much great and effective as coaches. So
yes.
you can also send us an email at writersnation3@gmail.com and let us know if you're interested in either ghostwriting or hiring a writer's coach. Shalonda, anything you want to say behind that?
I agree with that. Definitely, I would say, I was looking up information about writing habits, and, you know, as a writer, you definitely should have some really good core practices when it comes to writing in itself, because writing sometimes can be a little taunting or a little taxing, you know, because it's the time that it takes for writing, and it's that just that space that you need for writing. It's not like, you know, somebody's writing me a note and I'm responding, yes, I have this, okay, I'll meet you over there, okay, I'll pick you up at 7. It's nothing like that, but it's more like really, you know, expressing yourself. And sometimes expressing yourself takes a moment to get your thoughts in order, so that you can, you know, write those words down, type them, however you, you know, whatever works for you. And when we speak about one, I would say there's two really, really, really good effective habits. There's plenty, but I know two, you know, that you can really just hold on to, and it will really, really, you'll begin to see a difference in your writing. And I would say that is to write every day, regardless if it's journaling, if it's writing, you know, on your book, if you're writing a book and you just want to write, maybe write one page today, maybe a paragraph the next day, maybe one sentence, but write something. Or if you're journaling, you know, you write whatever, you know, your heart, whatever's in your heart and on your mind. And I would say another good key practice would be to read. I think reading is so fundamental when it comes to writing, because reading just stimulates, it continues to stimulate that mind, and it continues to grow that creative energy, because you're constantly learning. When you're reading, you're learning. I don't care how many times somebody has written How to Become a Millionaire or The Best Ways in Building Your Credit. You know, we have how many credit books are out there? How many you know, discovering your path, discovering your destiny books are out there. Plenty, we can't even count. And so reading different ones, it only continued to build. It only continues to add to the knowledge that you already have, because a lot of us already have knowledge, already have that wisdom, the God-given wisdom, the God-given knowledge, or something that we've experienced and now we've got out of it and we know the steps because we actually walk through those steps, so we can tell you. We're an expert. We did it, and it worked. And I'm no better than you, so if it worked for me, I know it'll work for you. Maybe just a different way, but using the basics, the same techniques. And so, you know, reading, it only just increases and enhances your knowledge, your ability in writing, and it also broaden your horizon in the way that you speak. It's important, you know, speaking, you know, that's connected to grammar, which is connected to, you know, writing. And so I know in this fast-paced world, we're so quick to send these quick texts, these quick emails, and sometimes the emails can be mistaken for a text. And so we may send that email as if we're sending a text and shortening up words and not being clear on a lot of things and getting finger happy. And so, you know, when you're reading, you're really able to formulate, you know, your thoughts into words and make a complete, clear, you know, sentence without just really, I don't really know how to express that, but it kind of goes a little something like this, and it's not too clear. So it's always good to read as much as you can, and there's plenty of books out there that are quick reads. They're not, you know, all of them aren't novels. They're quick. And then those that love novels, continue to read those. Those are excellent. So continue to read those. And those that, you know, if you desire to be this, you know, that great writer, just journal every day or write something. Blog. We got Facebook. We got Twitter. We got Instagram. We got so many social media out until it's some of the things we don't even know about until one of the teenagers inform us on it, and we're like, oh, what's that? Okay, so is that popular? Because they're like, oh, you're on this? Oh, that's, oh, really? So, you know, it's important. And, you know, of course, you get used to what works for you, and, you know, you use that to the best of your ability and to the most of your capacity. So whatever works for you, if Twitter works for you, use it. Facebook, use it. Instagram, use it. Because if it works for you, then it works for you. And a lot of times, that's why it's so good that we have all these different social medias too, Kanine, because every social media is not for everybody. So it's good to, it's always good to have options in every single thing. It's always good to have options, you know. And when you're writing, guess what? You can create it however you want. It is extremely optional. It is not mandatory unless you're doing some technical writing for a company. And then if you are, more than likely you've had you have a contract with that company. You're writing their technical writing for them, manual or whatever it is that they want you to write, and you set that up to your advantage. You're going to do a good job, but you just make sure that you can be the best at technical writing as you can be for that particular company because you're representing yourself. So it's still optional. What do you think, Kanine?
Definitely. But I want to say this. I felt like whoever's listening needed to hear this. It was a quote by Joyce Carol Oates, and it says, "The first sentence can't be written until the final sentence is written." In other words, when you're writing, and at that the moment you feel stuck, you have to think about what is the whole vision about the book or whatever it is you're writing. It
doesn't
have to be a book. It could be a script. It could be, like Shalonda mentioned, about technical writing. Think about the overall mission of why you're writing. And when you think about the overall mission and you write that final sentence, what is going on in the conclusion? How do you want to end the book? When you know how you want to end it, you know how to begin. So you always my spiritual mentor and bishop, he always tells me you begin with the end in mind. So anything that you're doing, anything that you're starting, especially when it comes to writing, you always begin with the end in mind. So for those who feel stuck, Think about how do you want the book to end? What feeling do you want to leave your readers with? What do you want to say to your readers? So when you have that answer, then you know how to go back and you know how to begin writing again. And also at the moment when you feel stuck, take a breather. Don't feel like you have to be pressured, because this is some of the things that I go through where I set deadlines and it's like, well, I'm not meeting those deadlines. I feel pressured. I feel stuck. And then I stop. At that moment, you don't want to stop. You want to either pick up a book so you can begin. That's how every time I get ideas through reading, I get ideas through speaking to others and conversating. Like when I feel stuck, I call Shalonda, her and I have a conversation, and we come up with so many great ideas together. We're like, oh, my God, you know, it's amazing. So you definitely want to do that, where you want to pick up a book and the moment you feel stuck, Or maybe just going back to it the next day or hour later, you know, just maybe getting a snack or whatever, so you can have your mind kind of, you know, like you want to rejuvenate your mind or re-energize your mind or whatever it is. I want to say this, though. Do not turn on the TV.
Right. I was going to mention that.
Yes, because
walk away from the TV.
Exactly, right?
Step away.
Absolutely, absolutely. And especially with the text in Shalonda, it's like we get, you know, I've done it too, where I'm writing and I feel stuck. So it's okay. Pick up the phone and start texting. Next thing you know, I'm texting. I'm on the phone having a conversation. It has nothing to do with writing. So, you want to, you know, if you want to kind of, you know, bring clarity back into the writing because you feel stuck, then you know, just have maybe a small snack or call someone who's going to keep you accountable, or you can bounce ideas off of, or pick up a book and read. Or sometimes you just may have to close your eyes for about 10 minutes just to kind of, you know, relax and rejuvenate and, you know, restore your mind and things like that. And then get back into writing. And if you still feel stuck, then that's when you need to contact a writing coach like Shalonda and I, and begin to have us coach you into why you're feeling stuck, or what to do to press through those moments that you feel stuck. Or sometimes you just need to go back to the next day. But don't let the feeling of feeling stuck, or this is not good enough, or I don't like the way it's going. Don't worry about that, but you want to just keep going, you know. And one thing we learn as a writer is that you create it, and then you go back after you create it, and then you begin to take out things you don't want and keep things that you do want. But just keep going. Don't stop. And even if it's 20 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day, writing again is fun. It's not stressful. I've Shimon, and I know you've felt this way as well. When I've written for myself and I've written for others, I felt stressful at times because of the deadlines I was setting for myself. So you definitely want to make sure the deadlines that you're setting for yourself is within a realistic. They call it the SMART goal, which is specific goals, measurable, attainable, reachable, and then also timely. So you want to make sure that you're being realistic about the time that you set for yourself. When you're realistic for the time that you set for yourself, then you're able to produce whatever it is that you want to produce and feel happy, feel joyful, feel at peace concerning it. So definitely that's a technique that I want to share with you. And just get to writing. Just do it, because the world is waiting to hear what you have to say. The world is waiting for you. And guess what? When you write, we now offer another service, which is Beyond Publishing, where we will show you how to take what you just published and how to literally make money from it. Shalonda.
That's right. Yeah, that's so true. Beyond Publishing, certainly we have more information on that. And reach out to us. You know, we can provide you with that information. And a lot of times, you know, with writing, like we mentioned, sometimes if you get stuck or if you publish something and you have a sample to send, or, you know, if you get our information and, you know, we have a whole packet for you. And, you know, there's a process if you're interested in using our services and everything. And or even if you want to become a part of the mastermind team, you know, there's qualifications, you know, there's a process to go through. And sometimes, you know, even if your published work is out there, a lot of times maybe you didn't have the complete support in the beginning. This is your first piece, obviously, and, you know, and there's some things that we say, oh, okay, you know, I think I see where, you know, you can improve, you know, some in this area, some in that. We're always about improvement. We're always about self, you know, improvement, self enhancement, enriching, you know. So we're always going to make sure, you know, that whatever we're geared towards and aimed towards, it's going to make you a better writer, a successful writer. So certainly reach out to us in that area.
And now, Shalonda.
Oh, and we are at the end. We love you, Writers Nation. We will see you next week. We will chat with you next week. Have an awesome, blessed week. Until next Tuesday, you all be blessed.
You have been listening to Writers Nation Radio, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you'd like more information about this show, please visit writersnationradio.com. For more information about Tough Talk Radio Network, visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.